It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers open up a homestand with a little Tuesday daytime baseball here in the Pacific Northwest. It's the Tacoma Rainiers against the Albuquerque Isotopes, the Colorado Rockies AAA club. Well, the Rainiers just wrapped up a six-game series on the road at Reno and ended up going 3-3 there. They won the last game on Sunday, dramatic win, won it in the ninth inning, 8-7 to salvage a split of that series. Real fun game on Sunday afternoon in Reno. Cade Marlowe's two-run single in the ninth inning ended up being the game winner. That got the Red Ears back within one game of the 500 mark at 31-32 on the year. The Red Ears looking to push over 500 this week against an Albuquerque team that has been struggling recently. The Isotopes were pretty good the last time the Rainiers faced them, but their three best hitters all called up to the big leagues by the Colorado Rockies, and Albuquerque has struggled offensively since that occurred, and they've struggled to get wins. They come into play today with a five-game losing streak, and they have dropped 12 of their last 14 games. Albuquerque 24-39 on the year now because of this losing stretch. Well, our starting pitchers in today's game for the Red Ears, it'll be left-hander Kyle Hart making his second start since joining the club, his first Cheney Stadium start of his professional career. And he'll be opposed by Luis Sessa for Albuquerque, former Yankees pitcher And earlier this year in the Cincinnati Reds starting rotation, he got let go by the Reds. The Rockies picked him up and assigned him to Albuquerque. He's made three starts for the Topes, 0-1 with a 10.57 ERA. But he's a pitcher who traditionally has very good stuff. We'll see what he's featuring today. So Luis Sessa on the hill for Albuquerque, Kyle Hart for the Red Ears. We do have a roster move. We'll get to that when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Tacoma hosting Albuquerque today. It is the opening game of a six-game series. We've got nighttime baseball coming for you tomorrow at 6:05. And then on a Thursday and Friday, games will be at 7:05. Saturday, 6:05. And then the day game on Sunday to wrap up the series at 1:35. Check out all the promotions, and you can get tickets online at TacomaRainiers.com. One roster move today. It involves the bullpen. Matt Festa, recently optioned to AAA by the Mariners, he reported today. So Festa is here, and Fred Villarreal has been transferred to the developmental list. So he's on the development list, and will continue to work out with the Red Ears. So that's today's roster move. The starting lineup looks pretty good. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the pregame show continues after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes, who are 24-39 on the year. They are the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and their manager is Pedro Lopez. Leading off for Albuquerque, playing center field, is Jonathan Daza. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trejo. Hitting third, doing the catching, Jorge Alfaro. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Michael Tolia from Gig Harbor High School. Batting fifth, the third baseman Aaron Shunk. Hitting sixth is second baseman Cole Tucker. Batting seventh, left fielder Jimmy Heron. Hitting eighth, the right fielder Trevor Boone. And batting ninth, designated hitter Connor Kaiser. On the mound, Luis Sessa. In three starts, he's 0-1 with a 10.57 ERA. Well, the Red Ears at 31-32 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Tacoma's going to lead off today with Sam Haggerty. He's the shortstop. Batting second is center fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting third and playing left field is Cade Marlowe. Jake Shiner bats cleanup. He's at first base. Hitting fifth is right fielder Zach Deloach. Brian O'Keefe hits sixth. He is the catcher. Batting seventh and playing third base is Colin Moran. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Adam Engel. And batting ninth, second baseman Mason McCoy. On the mound, Kyle Hart. Hart in his second appearance for the Red Ears. He's 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Our umpires, the crew chief is behind the plate, Paul Clemens. The first base umpire is Cody Clark. And over at third, it's Mark Bass. Tacoma and Albuquerque in the opener of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Albuquerque Isotopes, the opening game of this six-game series here at Cheney Stadium, and making his first ever start in this ballpark is the Red Ears' new lefty, Kyle Hart, 6'5", 200-pounder, and he is from Cincinnati, Ohio. Has pitched in the major leagues with the Red Sox in 2020. Got into 4 games for them, 3 starts that year. And has plenty of AAA experience, all in the International League with Pawtucket. And then that franchise moved to Worcester, and he pitched for them last year. And then this year he was briefly with Lehigh Valley, the Phillies AAA club. Now he's been picked up by the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma. Kyle Hart with his first pitch of the game to Jonathan Dazet. It is taken inside for a ball, 1-0, and we are underway. Daza hitting .345 in 27 games for Albuquerque, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball, and Hart's behind in the count, 2-0. Hart made his Red Ears debut exactly 1 week ago in Reno, went 4 innings, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned. Now the 2-0 pitch is fouled back. Count moves to 2-1. Red Ears wearing their Copa de la Diversión jerseys today. La Familia de Tacoma. So now the 2-1 pitch is on its way to Daza, and this is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even 2-2. Daza began the year in the big leagues with the Rockies and has been outrighted to AAA Albuquerque. The Rockies have made several switches with position players, calling up guys from AAA and sending other guys to AAA. So now here's Hart ready with the pitch to Daza, and it swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Just past the Isotopes manager, Pedro Lopez, who's in the third base coach's box. Lopez recently won his 1,000th career game as a minor league manager. Here's the 2-2 to Daza, swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. We've got gray skies here in Tacoma. Wind is blowing out to center field with some strength to it. Hart with the 2-2 pitch, and it's up and away, ball three. Crowd of kids today. Lots of kids here in the ballpark. 3-2 pitch. Up and away, ball four, and a long battle is won by Daza, who walks to lead off the ball game. So he heads down to first base. And now Alan Trejo is the hitter. He was just optioned to AAA within the last 72 hours, and this is his first minor league game of the season. He was hitting .241 for the Rockies and 112 at-bats, and he promptly sprays the first pitch into center field for a base hit. Daza moves up to second and stops there as Trammell gets the ball back in. Trejo with a single to center, and Albuquerque has two on with no one out. And now here's Jorge Alfaro, major league catcher for the last 5 or 6 years. Alfaro just signed with the Rockies on a AAA deal, and this is his third game since joining Albuquerque. He's 3-for-10 with a homer so far. Here's the pitch from Hart to Alfaro, and it swung on and bounced foul, first base side. What set up that right here is defense on the infield. Jake Shiner is at first base. Mason McCoy's at second today with Sam Haggerty at short. And Colin Moran is playing third. Outfield is Marlowe in left, Trammell in center, and DeLoach in right. And Kyle Hart on the hill working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Alfaro. And it is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. So the 1-1 pitch now from the lefty is swung on and popped up into shallow center, and that's going to drop for a bloop hit. And everyone moves up 90 feet. Daza goes to third, Trejo to second, and Alfaro with a flare for a single. And Albuquerque has loaded the bases with nobody out in the top of the first inning with a walk and two bloops. So Hart's in trouble now without having given up a hard hit ball. And Michael Tolia, now the batter, switch hitter. He bats right-handed against Hart, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Tolia hitting .245 for Albuquerque in 51 games with 9 homers, 37 runs batted in. And Hart with a 1-0 pitch, and this is in there for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Tolia grew up in Gig Harbor, went to Gig Harbor High School, then to UCLA for 3 years, and became a first-round draft pick of the Colorado Rockies in 2019. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. And Tolia, late last season, had his first ever series here at Cheney Stadium as a pro. Played very well that week. Here's the 2-1 pitch for Hart, and it is fouled down the right field line in the air. DeLoach is over in foul ground, and he can't get it. He was close to making a catch in foul territory by the Isotopes bullpen, but instead it lands for a strike. So the count's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Kyle Hart is set. And the 2-2 pitch is on its way to Tolia. And it is up and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now the 3-2 on its way. And it is a called strike three. And Tolia goes down looking. He thought it was ball four, but the automated ball strike system said, no, that's a strike. So one out, and now Aaron Shunk is the batter. There's some griping about it from the Albuquerque dugout, and the plate umpire, Paul Clemens, looking over there and saying, hey, not my call. Here's a pitch to Shunk, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Aaron Shunk, hitting .323 with 10 homers, 37 runs batted in, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. We're at the top of the first inning. Albuquerque with the bases loaded and one out. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Nice changeup from Hart. And he's out ahead of Shunk, a ball and 2 strikes. Albuquerque was just playing at home this past week against Sugar Land. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. They won the first game of that series against Sugar Land and then dropped the next five, including a 7-6 decision on Sunday in their most recent outing. Hart ready now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Shunk. And it is swung on and popped up into shallow right center. Here comes Trammell and the right fielder DeLoach, and no one catches it. Picked up by DeLoach, fires to second, and it gets past Haggerty covering the bag is backed up by Shiner. One run scores on the play. This should have been an out, as there seemed to be a communication problem at the end with DeLoach and Trammell. A bloop single for Shunk. That is 3 soft singles or pop-ups for hits here at the top of the first inning for Albuquerque. RBI single makes it 1-0, and the bases remain loaded with one out for Cole Tucker. Switch hitter bats right, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. The wind is blowing. And it's blowing hard, so that's certainly making these pop-ups a little trickier. But still, we're used to seeing these balls get caught, especially that last one. Sears one up high for a ball to Tucker, 1-1 now. Now the 1-1 pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-1. It was a college game last night with a spot in the College World Series on the line that ended on a walk-off pop fly that was not caught, lost in the sky. Sears a swing and a miss, strike two to Tucker. Two-two pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tucker. Hart just throwing fastballs past him for the second out in the top of the first inning. So two men are gone, and now Jimmy Herron is the batter, and Hart trying to get out of this inning, which should have no runs scored. He's trying to get out of it with just one run scored. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball just off the plate outside, and the count's 1-0. Aaron, 277 hitter with 8 homers. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Count's even, 1-1. Now the lefty Hart with his next pitch, and it is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire Cody Clark on the appeal. So that's strike two. One ball, two strikes to Heron. Hart's had to throw over 30 pitches this inning. Now the 1-2 is coming, and it is down low with an off-speed pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Now the lefty with his 2-2 on its way. And it swung on and another pop-up. Here we go again. Back onto the outfield grass is McCoy. He makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Well, Albuquerque gets a run on three soft hits, two of which were pop-ups that fell in. There were no errors and three runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Albuquerque 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, Albuquerque gets a run in the top of the first inning, and now the right ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Sam Haggerty, Taylor Trammell, and Cade Marlowe to bat this inning against Luis Sessa. The Isotopes right-hander making his fourth start since joining the team. And his last time out, he went four innings against Sugar Land and allowed five runs. That was a home game in Albuquerque. Tough place to pitch. Here's his first pitch to Haggerty, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. This is Haggerty's third game since joining the Rainiers. He's 2-for-6 at the plate. He watches one in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Haggerty, switch hitter, batting left-handed against Sessa. Sessa, 31-year-old righty. With a 2-0, and it is popped up foul on the third base side, and that's going to land in the seats. Two and one the count to Haggerty. And this pitch is low. 3-1. Sessa in his 7 2/3 innings for Albuquerque. He has allowed 11 hits, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. Pitch is grounded sharply to first, off the glove of Tolia, bounces to Tucker, the second baseman, who throws out Haggerty at first base with the pitcher covering the bag. Hard grounder to the right side, it ricocheted off Tolia's first baseman's mitt and went right to the second baseman, Tucker, who had moved over. And play goes 3-4-1 if you're keeping score. One out in the bottom of the first, and here's Taylor Trammell, and the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. So far, Sessa's been 91 to 92 miles per hour with the fastball. Here's the 1-0 on its way to Trammell, and it is down low for a ball, 2-1. Sessa has lots of big league experience, all or parts of 8 years in the major leagues, mostly with the Yankees. Next pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Count goes to 2-1. But also, most recently in the major leagues with Cincinnati, his big league time has primarily been spent as a relief pitcher, but the Rockies are building him up as a starter. As here's a foul out of play, third base side. And it's 2-2 now. And this year he broke camp, Sessa did, in the Cincinnati Reds major league rotation. Made 6 starts, 7 total appearances, 1-4 with a 9 ERA, and they DFA'd him. 2-2 pitch down low for a ball. Count goes full to Trammell. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Trammell. Sessa, native of Mexico, with a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got Trammell to chase a pitch above the zone. And there's the second out here at the bottom of the first inning. Sessa with a strikeout. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. 1-0 Albuquerque. We're at the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. First game of the homestand. The Red Airs and the Albuquerque Isotopes. Breaking ball in for a strike to Marlowe. Marlowe hitting .237, 4 homers, 30 runs batted in. Had the game-winning hit in the 9th inning on Sunday when the Red Airs were out in Reno. 0-1 pitch, grounded fair ball to first, fielded by Tolia, and he shovels the ball to Sessa, covering the bag for the putout, and the inning is over. Red Airs go in order at the bottom of the first, 3 up, 3 down. We head to the second inning of play. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Yeah. 1-0 Albuquerque. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Albuquerque Isotopes. And the first pitch to Trevor Boone leading off the second inning is fouled away. Strike one. Kyle Hart on the hill for the Red Ears. The lefty threw 33 pitches in the first inning. Here's his 0-1 to Boone, and this is a little bit outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Boone hitting .287 with four homers in 87 at-bats, .394 on base percentage. 1-1 pitch on its way to Boone, and this is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Boone. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is up high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Hart trying to put him away. He did get two strikeouts in the first. His pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field line. Deloach giving chase in foul ground, and he makes the catch. Second time's the charm. He had a very similar play in the first inning and was unable to make the grab, but this time he does. And one man is out at the top of the second inning. Boone fouls out to Deloach. And now Connor Kaiser is the batter. Kaiser, right-hand hitter, batting .284 with seven homers in 46 games, .374 on base percentage. And the pitch is in there for a strike. And the 0-1 outside for a ball. Hart now with a 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. Hart, I mentioned earlier, grew up in Cincinnati. He played college baseball in the Midwest at Indiana University. And they reached the College World Series while he was there in 2013, his freshman year. 1-2 pitch, fouled out of play. Still 1-2. Hart drafted out of Indiana in 2016. 19th round pick of the Red Sox. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Kaiser. And it is a called strike three at the very bottom of the zone, and down goes Kaiser. Nice slider from Kyle Hart to get his third strikeout of the day. And now Jonathan Daza is the batter. Daza walked and scored in the first. And Hart's pitch is low. One-oh pitch is lined into right field. There's a base hit for Daza going to the opposite field, and he has his first hit of the game. A two-out single to right. No, those are not screams of terror. That's children reacting to the Red Ears mascot, Rhubarb. Maybe it is terror. I don't know. I don't find Rhubarb to be that frightening, but through the eyes of a child, maybe. Hart's pitch is in there for a strike to Trejo, 0-1 the count. And the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch. Just inside for a ball. Count goes to 1-2. Now Hart ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. No, a toss to first instead. And back in standing up is Daza. Hart's move to first, and again back in standing up is Daza. Daza 3-for-5 in stolen base attempts for Albuquerque this season. Here comes the 1-2 on its way from Hart. And there goes the runner, and the pitch is up and away, and the throw is not in time. Daza steal second base, his fourth steal of the year. And he's in scoring position now with two outs. Daza had a huge jump. He knew Hart was out of pickoff tosses. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Trejo. And the pitch is down and in, ball 3. So it's a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Trejo with Jorge Alfaro on deck. And the payoff pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field. Trammell a few steps towards right center, backing up a little now, and he makes the catch on this windblown fly ball for the final out at the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit, and no errors. One runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One to nothing is our score. Albuquerque leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Jake Shiner, the right ears cleanup hitter, will lead things off this inning against Luis Sessa. Shiner batting .294 with 17 homers, 56 runs batted in, .398 on base percentage. Sessa retired the side in order of the first. The right-hander's pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Shiner. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Wind really blowing out towards center field here at Cheney Stadium right now. The flag just pointed directly out. So here's one that is low and away for a ball. There's a look at it on MILB TV. Now the pitch is going to miss for a ball. 3-1. Three-one delivery is fouled back. It's blowing so much you can look at the trees beyond the right field fence and they're all waving in the wind. Now the 3-2 pitch is popped up foul on the first base side. The wind is going to keep this in play, and it's not going to be easy to catch, and it drops to the ground, and Shiner stays alive. Both Tolia and Alfaro went after it, and they couldn't catch this, and Shiner's still at bat. Now, if there was no wind, this foul ball would have just landed in the seats. But no, instead it was in play, but you had Alfaro trying to catch it while lunging to his left with Tolia moving towards him, and they weren't able to make the play. 3-2 pitch is a called strike three, and Shiner goes down looking. That's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So one out, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike one. Deloach hitting .301 with five homers, .412 on base percentage. Sessa's 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. O-2 pitch up high for a ball. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, and Deloach stays alive. On deck is Brian O'Keefe. The 1-2 pitch from Sessa is a swing and a miss, strike three. Tried to hold up, but he couldn't. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Luis Sessa to open the bottom of the second inning. So now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Pitch to O'Keefe is a check swing, and he couldn't stop himself. That's strike one. O'Keefe hitting .238 with 11 homers, .343 OBP. Next pitch is another slider, and they appeal to first on the check swing, and this time he held up in time. So that evens up the count. One pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery is swung on and hit in the air up in the wind towards left center, but playable, and Daza, the center fielder, makes the catch, and that's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. Red Ears go in order, three up, three down. We head to the third inning. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's
top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One nothing, Albuquerque with the lead over the Red Ears. We head to the third. Jorge Alfaro stands in. He singled to the first inning. And the pitch from Kyle Hart is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Alfaro hit a pop fly that the wind blew around a bunch, and it fell in for a hit in the first inning, and he takes the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Hart ready. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced foul. Alfaro this year originally signed with the Red Sox and played the first 2 months of the season with their AAA team, Wooster, in the International League. He hit .320 there and had six homers and 175 at-bats. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to right. On the move is DeLoach, and Trammell comes over from center, and he makes the catch in right center, and that's the first out in the third inning. So Hart gets Alfaro on a fly to right center that Trammell had blow his direction. Everything hit in the air right now is blowing somewhere. And the wind is mostly blowing out towards center field, but sometimes you look at the flag and it's blowing out towards left, and sometimes it's out towards right. So here's one down low to Tolia for a ball, 1-0. This is the type of wind that we were expecting to see last week in Reno, but actually the wind was really calm last week in Reno. Usually that's where you see some extreme windy conditions. So here's one outside to Tolia. And we get home, and here's the wind we thought we were going to have last week. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air on the first base side. Foul. Shiner over, and it's just out of play. Foul ball. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch misses, ball three. Now a swing and a miss. And the count is full on Tolia. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch is hit in the air behind second base. It'll get blown out into center field where Trammell is trying to line it up, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Tolia flies out to Taylor Trammell. Two down in the third, and now Aaron Shunk is the batter. So a couple of fly balls to center field. And now Shunk is the batter. And he had a wind-blown pop fly RBI single in the first. He takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is swung on and fouled out of play. Counts even, 1-1. Now here's a breaking ball outside, 2-1. Hart's 2-1 pitch, up high, ball three. On deck is Cole Tucker. 3-1 pitch, swung on and sprayed to the other side, and it's fielded on one hop by McCoy, moving into the hole between first and second, and he throws out Shunk at first, wrapping up the top of the third inning. Kyle Hart with a 3-up, 3-down inning, and we head to the bottom of the third. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
One nothing, Albuquerque leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Colin Moran, Adam Engel, and Mason McCoy coming to the plate. Right here is looking for their first base runner against Luis Sessa. His pitch to Moran is fouled away. There's strike one. Moran hitting 224 with 3 homers, 336 on base percentage. Slowly moving that average up after a slow start to his season. Moran takes down low for a ball. He now has a 5-game hitting streak with 7 hits in his last 18 at-bats. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a low fastball. And the count's now 1-2, and Moran's going to use his timeout and step out for a moment. Moran making the start at third for the Red Ears today. Now Luis Sessa into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, and moving over is Daza, the center fielder, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out at the bottom of the third inning. Moran flies out, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel was one of the Red Ears hitting stars on Sunday in Reno, 3-for-3 with a double and a three-run homer. On base four times total, he also drew a walk. He now has a seven-game hitting streak. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Oh, one pitch from Sessa is taken outside for a ball. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. One pitch. Low, two balls, one strike. Now the next pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit, and the Red Ears have their first runner of this game. A single up the middle for Adam Engel, who now has an eight-game hitting streak. And Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hitting 253 with six homers. He has a little four-game hitting streak. And Sessa with the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. Engel at first with one out, and Rainier's down 1-0 at the bottom of the third. Engel, prior to today, just 11 games played for Tacoma and already has five stolen bases. And he may be on the move here. He's being held on by Tolia. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to McCoy. Now the 2-0 is swung on and pulled. Leaping catch at third base by Shunk, and then he fires to first, but Engel gets back in standing up. McCoy scorched that pitch, yanking a liner down the third baseline, and Shunk, the third baseman, jumping and extending to haul it in. Nice play at third by Aaron Shunk. So McCoy robbed of extra bases, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. He grounded out sharply his first time up. Sessa's pitch is swung on and lined into right, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Boone fields it on a hop, and Engel will stop at second base. So Haggerty, first pitch swinging, has a single to right. And the Red Ears have two on with two out for Taylor Trammell. Trammell struck out earlier. He's 0-for-1. Trammell looks out towards the mound, and the pitch from the righty is in there for a strike. First pitch slider from Sessa. Now the 0-1 swung on and fouled back there, strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Right here's with their first base runners of the game. And now Sessa steps off for a moment. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Trammell goes down on three pitches, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Fourth strikeout for Sessa. Rainiers threaten, but they do not score. They had two hits. They leave two stranded. We go to the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sports sounds. And people love sports so much, it makes them pay attention when I say, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. And we all know how sports fans feel about big saves.
What a save!
See what I did there? Save is also a sports word. So save big when you switch to Progressive. Ooh, that's a golf clap.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Everything that you've ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Idle Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music. Idle Wind at Boot Barn.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing. Kyle Hart on the hill has retired four straight and eight of the last nine batters to come to the plate. At 68 pitches as he enters the fourth, at a lengthy first inning. His first pitch to Cole Tucker is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Tucker, switch hitter, bats right-handed. Yeah, the 1-0 is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Tucker was injured when the Rainiers faced Albuquerque earlier this year. Former starting shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. Tucker's playing in his 17th game of the season today. Hart with the 2-1 pitch on its way. And it swung on and hit towards left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Over to pick it up is Trammell. Tucker takes the turn at first and holds there. A leadoff single for Cole Tucker. So he's on to start the fourth inning. And now Jimmy Herron will be the batter. Herron popped up to McCoy his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Hart with the pitch, and it's called a strike. The whole PCL was off yesterday. Monday's off days for the most part this season in the Pacific Coast League. Oh, one pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. Most teams traveled yesterday. Toss to first base. Tucker back in, standing up. One pitch is a check swing, and he went. That strike two. On Sunday, there were a bunch of night games in this league that were played after the Rainiers game had ended and we had gone off the air. 1-2 pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. And there were some real lopsided contests. How about Oklahoma City beating El Paso in El Paso on Sunday night, 24-5. So the 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Heron goes down swinging, and Hart has his fourth strikeout of the game. One out at the top of the fourth, and now Trevor Boone is the hitter. Yeah, Oklahoma City scored 24 runs on Sunday night in El Paso. They had 21 hits and 13 walks. 13 walks mixed in with the 21 hits. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul. I mean, I guess maybe you didn't really want to throw them many strikes on Sunday. Of their 21 hits, 10 went for extra bases. They had 7 doubles and 3 homers. One of the homers was a grand slam. Hart with a move to first, diving in safely is Tucker. Justin Yerchak, infielder for Oklahoma City, was 3-for-5. He had the grand slam and 7 runs batted in. Now the 0-1 pitch to Boone is a pickoff move. Breaking for second is Tucker. They relay it down there, and McCoy applies the tag. And the Red Ears get the out on the bases. Hart throwing behind Tucker. It's a caught stealing of the pickoff variety. Pitcher to the first baseman to the second baseman. Base runner erased. Two outs, no one on. And the 0-1 pitch to Trevor Boone is swung on and hit in the air to left, and this is in the wind. Back is Marlowe, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track for the final out in the top of the fourth inning. Albuquerque does not score. The Topes had a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing. Right here's got their first two hits of this game last inning, and now they'll try to build on that here in the bottom of the fourth. Cade Marlowe leading things off against Luis Sessa, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Marlowe grounded out in the first inning, 0-for-1. They drove in 3 runs on Sunday in Reno, and he swings and bounces one foul, first base side, behind to the count, 0-2. Was talking about Oklahoma City's 24-run uprising in El Paso on Sunday night, as the whole league was off yesterday. 0-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and Marlowe goes down looking, and that's strikeout number 5 for Sessa. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Shiner struck out looking his first time up. A couple other hitting stars for Oklahoma City. Drew Avins had four hits and a homer and drove in five. So here's a check swing bouncer to short, and that's fielded by Trejo, and he throws out Shiner, and very quickly we have two outs on just four pitches in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. Also, turning up in the Oklahoma City box score on Sunday was Cole Calhoun, the veteran outfielder who was with the Mariners in spring training. And he is just recently signed with the Dodgers on a minor league deal, as here's a pitch in for a strike to DeLoach. And he's now with Oklahoma City, and on Sunday night he scored five runs in their 24-5 win at El Paso. So there's a swing and a miss by DeLoach, and it's 0-2 to DeLoach. DeLoach back in the batter's box now, and Sessa with the 0-2 pitch, and it's up high for a ball, 1-2. Oklahoma City now leads the league by 10 games over both Reno and Round Rock. So there's a swing and a miss, strike three. DeLoach goes down swinging, and Sessa just ran through the Red Ears 3, 4, and 5 hitters on only 8 pitches. We go to the fifth with the score, Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the fifth inning here in Tacoma. Series opener between the Red Ears and the Albuquerque Isotopes. And Albuquerque has a 1-0 lead after 4 innings. The Red Ears starter Kyle Hart at 79 pitches through 4 innings. Here's his first pitch to Connor Kaiser leading off the fifth, and it is pulled into left field, a base hit. And Kaiser is on with a soft single to left field. That is the 6th Isotopes hit of this game, a leadoff single in the 5th. And now the lineup turns over, and the leadoff man, Jonathan Daza, bats for his 3rd time. He has singled and walked so far and scored a run. Here's the pitch from Hart. And it is bunted out in front of the plate, picked up by the catcher O'Keefe, throws to first in time to get Daza. Kaiser moves up to second base. It's a sacrifice bunt. And Albuquerque has a runner in scoring position with one out for Alan Trejo. Trejo's 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch from Hart is a breaking ball in there for a strike. More from Sunday night in the PCL. Sacramento playing at home against Las Vegas. Won 18-2. Another ridiculously lopsided game on Sunday night. So here's a pitch that misses for a ball. 1-1. The Rivercats on Sunday had not one, but two innings in which they scored 7 runs. They did it in the 3rd inning and again in the 8th. Next pitch is fouled out of play. Count goes to 1-2. And the 21-year-old outfielder Luis Matos hit 2 homers and drove in 4 for the Rivercats. As did Ford Proctor. And then Clint Coulter for Sacramento from Camas, Washington. He had a grand slam on Sunday for Sacramento. So here's one that misses for a ball. 2-2 now to Trejo. Hart checks the runner. Here's his pitch. Swung on. Bounced towards third. That's fielded by Moran, who freezes the runner at second and throws across the diamond to Shiner for the out. And two men are gone in the top of the 5th inning. Trejo with a bouncer to Colin Moran at third base. And now Jorge Alfaro is the batter. And the Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe, is going to go to the mound and talk to Hart about what they're going to do here with Alfaro. In the league standings, Oklahoma City with a 10-game lead over both Reno and Round Rock, and Oklahoma City is on the verge of clinching the first half title. Only 12 games are left in the first half, and they have a 10-game lead. And the winner of the first half clinches a playoff spot and home field advantage for the best of 3 Pacific Coast League Championship Series that will be played the final week of September. And then the second half of the season will be the other 9 clubs battling to see who gets to play Oklahoma City in the playoffs. Pitch to Alfaro is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. First pitch changeup. The standings reset when the second half begins, which is June 28th, when the Rainiers are at home here against Salt Lake. So the next homestand. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. A slider in on the hands of Alfaro, and he couldn't lay off of it. And Kyle Hart has his 6th strikeout, or 5th strikeout of the game, and that wraps up the top of the 5th inning. No runs for Albuquerque on a hit. There were no errors and 1 runner left. We are halfway through it. Middle of the 5th, Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop,
walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing is our score. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brian O'Keefe to start things off, followed by Colin Moran and Adam Engel. Luis Sessa's pitch is smashed to deep center field. Daza with his back on the ball, and it is going to go over his head and all the way to the fence. And O'Keefe will check in at second base with a long double. And that starts off the bottom of the fifth inning. O'Keefe hit this, and Daza in center just turned around and started running and had no chance to catch up with this liner that short-hopped the fence below the video board just to the left of straightaway center. O'Keefe with his 11th double of the year. And now Colin Moran is the batter. And Sessa's pitch is swung on, and that's hit in the air towards left. And Jimmy Herron is out there, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out in the bottom of the fifth. So each of the first two batters this inning have swung at the first pitch. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. Engel singled earlier. He's one for one. Now the pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next offering, swung on and lined into center. There's a base hit. O'Keefe's coming around third. They're going to send him to the plate. Here's the throw from Daza, the tag, and they got him at the plate. Daza throwing home on the base hit from Angle, who did end up taking second base, but O'Keefe thrown out at home, and that is the second out of the inning. And there's the tag. We can see it on MILB TV. Alfaro clearly got O'Keefe on his back as he was trying to slide around him. So Engel with a single. And now the pitch is lined down the left field line, and that's a fair ball for McCoy, and that's going to bring in a run for sure as Engel scores from second base, and McCoy with the RBI double, and the Red Ears have tied this game up. It is 1-1. Now Sam Haggerty will bat with McCoy, the go-ahead runner at second base. Mason McCoy with his 13th double of the year and his 29th run batted in. And out to the mound is the pitching coach for the Topes. That is Chris Mahalik. They have a little chat. Haggerty had a base hit his last time up. And one thing we've seen that's very clear here this inning is the Red Ears have suddenly decided to be very aggressive swinging at the first pitch from Sessa. Here's Haggerty. And Sessa is ready. And the pitch is swung on, and that's a hit in the air towards center. But Daza moving towards left center, angles over and makes the catch. And that is the final out in the bottom of the fifth. But the Red Ears tie it up. They get a run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning, Tacoma 1, Albuquerque 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque tied up 1-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams, takes over. Kyle Hart with a solid second outing for the Red Ears. Goes five innings, allows six hits. Several wind-blown pop fly hits in there. He allowed one run, which was earned, walked one, and struck out five. Nice outing for Hart. Williams' first pitch to Michael Tolia is down low for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, inside for a ball. Williams last seen as the Red Ears closer on Sunday in Reno. He got his first save of the season, and today he comes in the sixth inning of a 1-1 tie. 2-0 pitch inside for a ball, 3-0. But the Red Ears have their closer back. Matt Festa rejoined the team today. Still leads the PCL with 10 saves. Had a very brief stint with Seattle. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. I thought Festa was going to turn right around and rejoin the Mariners when Penn Murphy landed on the injured list. But instead they called up Ty Adcock from AA Arkansas. 3-1 pitch is hit in the air to right field and deep. Tolia has given Albuquerque the lead with a long homer to right field, his 10th of the year. He circles the bases. The Gig Harper resident with a homer to right field. You know, when he came in here last year for his first series ever at Cheney Stadium as a pro, he hit the cover off the ball for a week, had seven extra base hits with two homers in that series last year, also had five doubles and eight runs batted in. And now in his first game of this series, he is homered. Here's Aaron Shunk, and the pitch from Williams is in there for a called strike. So Albuquerque regains the lead 2-1. Next pitch from Williams, swung on, pulled to third on one hop. Moran has it, and he throws to first in time for the out, and Shunk is retired, one away in the sixth inning, and now Cole Tucker is the hitter. That was only the second home run that Williams has allowed this year, and this is his 23rd appearance. Tucker, 1-for-2 with a single. And he swings at the first pitch and foul tips it into the mid of O'Keefe for strike one. And the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 now. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tucker, and a three-pitch strikeout for Williams, and there's his first strikeout of this game. Now Jimmy Herron is the batter. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. One oh pitch, swing and a miss, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Swing and a foul now down the first baseline. Shiner chasing it in foul ground, and it just is barely out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming, and it swung on and sprayed up the middle and fielded on a short hop by McCoy, who's playing second base today, and he throws out Herron at first, wrapping up the top of the sixth inning. But Albuquerque has regained the lead on one swing of the bat. The solo homer by Michael Tolia was the only hit in the inning, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth, Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning at Cheney Stadium. Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. Taylor Trammell to lead things off for the Red Ears against the right-hander Luis Sessa. And the first pitch is a check swing. He went around. That's strike one. Sessa has thrown just 59 pitches in this game. Here's his 0-1 to Trammell, and it swung on and fouled off, and that's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Trammell. And he pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Here's the 0-2, and it is up high, 1-2. Game two of the series is tomorrow night at 6:05. Rainiers are starting Marcus Walden, who's coming off of his best start as a Rainier, his last time out. Really threw well in Reno. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike three. Sessa takes care of Trammell for his third time in this game, and that's seven strikeouts for Luis Sessa. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Albuquerque tomorrow night is starting right-hander Jeff Criswell. And the pitch to Marlowe is up high for a ball, 1-0. Delivery just misses now. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming, and it is swung on and hit high in the sky towards center. The wind will push this out. Daza drifting with it, and he makes the catch. That ball kept carrying on him farther and farther, and he did adjust and make the play. Two men are out in the sixth. Wind just howling out to center field here at Cheney Stadium, and has been since the first pitch of the game. Here's Jake Shiner. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. One oh pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. Here's a pitch up and in now, ball 3. So Shiner well out ahead of the count, 3-0. Sessa has not walked anybody. His 3-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Here comes the 3-1, and it is over for a strike with a slider, and the count is full now, 3-2. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and the Rainiers go in order in the sixth. Eighth strikeout for Sessa. 3 up, 3 down. We head to the seventh inning of play. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
On to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. New relief pitcher in there for the Red Ears. Nolan Blackwood takes over for the seventh. Williams went one inning, allowed one hit. It was the solo homer, so one run, no walks, one strikeout. Blackwood appearing in his 23rd game of the year. Here's his pitch to Trevor Boone, and it's outside for a ball. Blackwood 1-2 with a 6.49 ERA. His 23rd appearance, a submariner. And the next pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. More sidearm than submarine, really, for Blackwood. Next pitch is swinging a grounder foul, third base side. So the count goes to 2-1. Albuquerque scored at the top of the first on a pop fly single with the bases loaded that Aaron Shunk hit. Right here's tied it in the fifth when Mason McCoy doubled in Adam Engel. So now the 2-1 pitch in for a strike, 2-2. But then the Isotopes regain the lead at the top of the sixth on Michael Tolia's long homer to right field. 2-2 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. Blackwood gets Boone out in front of a slider, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. Connor Kaiser now the batter. Kaiser 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Mariners won last night. They beat the Fish. The Marlins are they're not a joke this year. Here's one in for a strike. 1-1. They've been really good. And the Mariners took care of them in game one of that series last night. Had a good start from Bryce Miller. So here's a swing and a miss by Kaiser. And an outstanding major league debut by Ty Adcock, two scoreless innings. Ty France hit a big homer. Here's a swing and a grounder to third. Moran has it. Fires to first in time for out number two. And now Jonathan Daza will be the batter. Mariners trying to get to the 500 mark with a win tonight. Is that a 640? Let's double check. I think it's a 640 start up north. Yeah, 640. First pitch is a strike to Daza. They've got Kirby on the mound tonight against the Marlins' Edward Cabrera. Ball one is down and in for a ball, 1-1. Marlins are seven games over 500, 37-30, and they lead the majors in comeback wins. Now a swing and a foul out of play on the first base side. Nice catch by a fan. What a left hand, one hand grab. One-two pitch to Daza is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Blackwood disposes of the Isotopes here at the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts, and we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Thank you. Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Albuquerque leading the Red Ears 2-1. Luis Sessa has been in there since the start for the Isotopes, and he's still pitching as we head to the bottom of the seventh. His first pitch to Zach Deloach is in there for a called strike. Deloach 0-for-2 with two strikeouts today. He has not reached base yet. Has a 26-game streak of reaching base safely, and he swings and misses at the next pitch. That's strike two. He's behind at the count 0-2. Talking prior to the break about the Marlins being in Seattle facing the Mariners tonight. So now the 0-2 is down low for a ball, 1-2. And one of the more geographically unusual affiliations in this league that lasted for quite some time, Albuquerque was once the Marlins' AAA team. So now the 1-2 pitch is down and in, 2-2. When Albuquerque rejoined the Pacific Coast League under their new name, the Isotopes, in 2003, in their new ballpark, the remodeled or the renovated now Isotopes Park, previously Sports Stadium. Here's one down low to Deloach. I always thought Sports Stadium was one of the sillier stadium names in the history of stadiums. Yeah, sports stadium. 3-2 pitch. Up and away, ball four. And Deloach reaches base for his 27th straight game. And that is the first walk issued by Luis Sessa today. And it's to Deloach leading off the seventh. And now a trip to the mound by the pitching coach, Mahalik. Oh, no, that's Lopez, the manager. Pardon me. He's pointing to the bullpen. He's going to bring in a new pitcher here to face Brian O'Keefe. So that's it for Sessa. He's done. He really had a nice outing today for the Isotopes. Luis Sessa pitching into the seventh inning. His best start among his four for Albuquerque so far. So we've got a pitching change. We'll take a break here at the bottom of the seventh with the score Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher is Matt Cook, the former Rainier. From just last year, he had a great year for the Red Ears last year. His first pitch to O'Keefe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And Cook also had some time with the Mariners last season as well. Deloach at first base representing the tying run. And now Cook with his pitch. And it swung on and hit in the air towards right center and over is Daza, and he makes the catch. And O'Keefe flies out off the end of the bat. And one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Colin Moran will hit. Cook's in his Pacific Coast League leading 26th appearance out of the Isotopes bullpen this year. Had a tough April, but he has been pitching well lately, and 1-1 with an 8.38 ERA. Now he'll work on Moran, and the pitch is down and in for a ball. Want another count. Moran has flied to center and flied to left. Now Cook ready. And the pitch is fouled back. 1-1 now. Just to wrap up our Marlins Albuquerque connection, that was the years that the Marlins AAA affiliate was Albuquerque. It was 2003 through 2008. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and bounced foul first base side. Dean Traynor was the manager for a number of those years. Then they eventually switched their affiliate to a much more reasonable New Orleans, the Marlins did. And now they're actually with Jacksonville, even more reasonable. One, two pitch is fouled away. Still 1-2. There's already activity in the Isotopes bullpen. Chance Adams, a right-hander, is warming up. Cook has to face three batters, though. One-two pitch to Moran is high. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, grounded foul past the Red Ears first base coach, Ty Kelly. Turner to throw to first base, and diving in safely is DeLoach. Now the 2-2, down and in for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. DeLoach with his lead. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. The runner goes. The pitch is inside, and it hit Moran. And he is being awarded first base. And DeLoach takes second. And the Red Ears have two on with one out. And Adam Engel coming to the plate. So Moran hit by pitch. I didn't see exactly where it got him. Well, Moran seems to be all right, and DeLoach at second, and one out for Adam Engel, who has two hits already today, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. The 0-1 coming from Cook. And it's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and that's strike two. Luis Sessa for Albuquerque went six-plus innings, allowed five hits, one run that was earned. He walked one, struck out eight. He is responsible for one more base runner. DeLoach, who's out at second base. 0-2 pitch to Engel is lined into left field, and that's close to the line and fair, and it's going to get down and go all the way to the fence. Deloach is around third. He scores. Going to third is Moran. It's a double and an RBI for Adam Engel. And the Rainiers have tied up this game once again. It is 2-2. Engel having another huge game at the plate. His third hit of the afternoon. And he has driven in a run and scored the other one. Well, now the Rainiers could take the lead for the first time today with runners at second and third. And one out at Mason McCoy at the plate. That closes the books on Sessa, by the way. He's charged with both runs. And the pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball, 1-0. McCoy had an RBI double in the fifth and lined out, was robbed of a double in the third on a nice play by Shunk, the third baseman. 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Back is Boone, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Tagging at third is Moran. He's coming home, and he scores the go-ahead run. Engel advances to third, and the Rainiers now lead this game for the first time all day. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2 on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Mason McCoy. McCoy with his second run batted in of the game and 30th of the year. See if they can tack on another run. Two outs and a man at third for Sam Haggerty. And the pitch from Cook is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Haggerty 1-for-3 with a single. That came back in the third inning. 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Cook ready. 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. Daza back, it's up in the wind. Daza makes the running catch, crossing onto the warning track for the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. But the Rainiers score twice to take the lead. Two runs on just one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2. Riley O'Brien in to pitch the top of the eighth. The righty with his first pitch to Alan Trejo, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is on its way, and it is taken for a strike. 1-1. And the next pitch is outside for a ball. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. O'Brien is appearing in his 21st game, 1-2 with a 1.14 ERA. Three saves. 23 and two-thirds innings pitched, 36 strikeouts, 14 walks. And the pitch is in there for a called strike three. Down goes Trejo, one away in the eighth. Now the pitch swung on and hit in the air towards left center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Ranging over to cut it off is Marlowe. Taking the turn at first is Alfaro, and he holds there with a one-out single. Jorge Alfaro with a base hit, his second hit of this game. And now Michael Tolia is the batter. Tolia had a go-ahead homer in the sixth inning. The Gig Harbor High School alum. And the pitch from O'Brien is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a toss to first base, and back in with a dive is Alfaro, and he is lying in the dirt face down at first base and slow to get up, but he does get up. I think he may have landed on top of the ball. He's going to need a moment to walk that off. And the trainer's now out to check on him. Let's get another look at this. The throw was right into the runner. And Shiner was looking for the ball, and he realized that Alfaro had kind of smothered it. And he did get hit on the left wrist, I guess, or left forearm by that pickoff throw. Oh, and one the count to Michael Tolia. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch is a check swing, and he went, says the plate ump, and that is strike two. So 1-2 to Tolia. One, two delivery. Called strike three. Beautiful breaking ball from O'Brien, and he strikes out Tolia looking. Got him with a curve, and there's out number two in the eighth. So O'Brien with his second strikeout today. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. And the pitch is breaking ball up high, ball one. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Shunk. And the next pitch with the runner going is a check swing strike. Throw to second, not in time. Alfaro steals second base. And that is his fifth steal of the year, first with Albuquerque. And now the Topes have the tying runner in scoring position. One ball, two strikes to Shunk. Shouk had an RBI single in the first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from O'Brien, and it is a curve outside. Two balls, two strikes. O'Brien primarily a two-pitch pitcher. Fastball around 95, and then that curve that comes in the low 80s. 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three, and the count goes full, 3-2. And well, he just used a cutter there. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Shuck as he chased what would have been ball four, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth, or top of the eighth inning. Big scoreless frame there delivered by Riley O'Brien. No runs for Albuquerque on a hit. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I'm James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Blue Ranch Wear. This is your true, unfiltered Western brand. There's a beauty in the simplicity of the product to be able to move, but still have that classic Western sensibility. Rigid out of the box, you put on your back, and it just wears with you. Year after year of wearing the product, so it just becomes yours. Blue Ranch Wear, only at Boot Barn.
Four!
I wish I was a better golfer.
Four is an odd word to yell.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of Progressive taking $50 off your deductibles. Just choose the Deductible Savings Bank feature and finish a policy period without filing a claim or having a driving violation.
Great, but what about my golf swing?
Oh, I just do insurance. Sorry.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Safe driver discount not available in all states or situations.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2. New pitcher for the Topes. Right-hander Chance Adams takes over on the hill in relief of Matt Cook. Cook went one inning, allowed one hit and one run. No walks or strikeouts. Hit a batter with a pitch. He's the pitcher of record in this game for Albuquerque. Well, Taylor Trammell, the batter. And Trammell's 0 for 3. Had a tough time with Luis Essa, striking out in all three plate appearances, and he takes a first pitch strike from Chance Adams, 0-1 the count. Adams now with the 0-1 pitch, and it's down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Adams has been out with injury for a while and made his return 5 days ago with an inning against Sugarland. Pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Pitched parts of three seasons in the major leagues with the Yankees and Royals. His pitch to Trammell is grounded up the middle, fielded by Trejo, and he throws out Trammell at first. One out in the bottom of the eighth. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. And the pitch to Marlowe is hit in the air to left, and lining it up is Jimmy Herron, and he makes the catch for out number two. And Adams quickly has recorded two outs. And now Jake Shiner will bat. He's 0-for-3 today with two strikeouts. Right-hand hitter. Right ears lead 3-2, bottom of the eighth. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch. Misses for a ball, 2-0. Looks like Matt Festa is warming up in the right ears bullpen. 2-0 pitch, outside, ball three. PCL saves leader, getting ready for a chance for another one. Here's a pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Due up for the Isotopes in the ninth, Cole Tucker, Jimmy Herron, and Trevor Boone. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full on Shiner after he was ahead 3-0. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again, still 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on and yanked and caught at third by Shunk, who has made a couple of nice plays on rockets down the line in this game. Shiner lines out to the third baseman to wrap up the bottom of the eighth inning. 3 up, 3 down. And we head to the ninth. The Red Ears are 3 outs away from victory, but there is a very slim margin for error. It is Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the ninth. Tacoma leading Albuquerque 3-2, and the Red Ears welcome back the Pacific Coast League saves leader, Matt Festa, in to try to nail down another one. He has 10 saves this year in the PCL and 18 appearances. No record of 0.43 ERA. Just returned to the Red Ears after a brief stint with Seattle. He's been in 6 games for the Mariners. No record of 5.40 ERA for the big club. Well, he'll work on Cole Tucker leading off the ninth, and the first pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Festa in relief of Riley O'Brien, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and striking out three. Next pitch outside, ball two. Festa pitched in 3 games for Seattle on this most recent call-up and worked a total of 3 1/3 scoreless innings. 2-0 pitch, swung on, bounced foul, and the count goes to 2-1. His last appearance for the Raiders was May 28th here at home against Las Vegas. He got the save that day. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way to Tucker. And it is taken for a called strike, and that evens up the count 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Down goes Tucker, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Festa strikes out the first batter he faces. That's the 12th strikeout for Tacoma pitchers today. They're racking them up. The Raiders pitching staff last in the league in strikeouts by a considerable margin, but gaining ground today, a dozen strikeouts. Now here's the pitch to Jimmy Herron, and it is taken on the inside edge for a called strike. So Festa out ahead of the count on Herron. Herron's 0-3 today, but he has some pop with 8 homers this year. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Festa ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Festa trying to finish it. 0-2 pitch coming to Herron. And it is swung on and popped up on the right side. Dan Shiner, the first baseman, takes over, and he makes the catch on the infield grass. Two men are gone in the ninth, and the Raiders are an out away from victory. Trevor Boone is the batter. He's 0-3. He had a deep fly out in the fourth inning. Right-hand hitter. Festa is ready, and the pitch is called a strike. A lot of cutters thrown by Festa today, and he's getting strikes with them. Oh, and won the count. Next pitch coming from the righty. Swung on, and little blooper with the English on it to first as it bounces twice. Shiner has it, tosses to Festa for the out, and that's the ball game. The Raiders are winners today, 3-2 in the series opener over the Albuquerque Isotopes. And Tacoma has reached the 500 mark on the year at 32-32. Been a while since this club has reached the 500 mark. And we'll get you the exact date here in a moment, but it was in early May when the Raiders were last at 500. And the Raiders are back there now. Even Steven on the season at 32-32. Nice way to start a six-game homestand with a little day game victory over the Albuquerque Isotopes. 3-2 the final. Stick around. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Raiders win. They take the opener from the Albuquerque Isotopes by the final score of 3-2. And the Raiders get back to the 500 mark while they were at it. And for Tacoma, this has been a long time coming. The Raiders have not been at the 500 mark since the team was 17-17 on May 10th. And they've had a number of chances to win where they've pulled within one game of the 500 mark and they just needed one more win to get there. And they would go out and then lose that game and have to battle back again. Well, this time they've made it with the back-to-back wins Sunday over Reno and then today over Albuquerque, and the Raiders have reached 500 for the season. Albuquerque scored first today. We had extremely windy conditions. Kyle Hart started for the Raiders, walked the leadoff man on a full count pitch, Daza. Alan Trejo then hit a soft single to center. Jorge Alfaro reached on a pop fly that probably should have been caught, but it fell in because of the wind and the issues that that presented, and the bases were loaded with no one out of the first. Hart struck out Tolia for the first out of the game, but then Shunk hit a pop fly into shallow right center, and this is a ball that definitely should have been caught, but wind and miscommunication resulted in it falling for an RBI single for Shunk, and Albuquerque was ahead 1-0 on a bases-loaded pop fly that fell in. Hart shook it off, though. He struck out Cole Tucker for out number two and got Heron on a pop fly that was caught for the final out of the first. The Raiders did not have any more trouble with pop flies for the rest of the game, and Hart didn't have any trouble either. He ended up going five innings and allowing just that one run on six hits. Walked one, struck out five. The Raiders tied the game at the bottom of the fifth. Luis Sessa for Albuquerque making the start. He was really strong today, allowed just two hits over the first four innings. But in the fifth, O'Keefe led off with a double. And then after there was an out, Adam Engel singled to center field, but O'Keefe was thrown out at the plate trying to score. That was the second out of the inning. And it looked like the Raiders might have a missed opportunity as a result. But no, Mason McCoy jumped on a pitch and roped an RBI double to left field, bringing in Adam Engel and tying the score 1-1. Right here's turned it over to Taylor Williams in the sixth. He's been pitching really well recently, but the first batter he faced, Michael Tolia, launched a long homer to right field. The Tolia's 10th of the year, the Gig Harbor product, seems to always hit well when playing at Cheney Stadium, even when he's on the opposing team. And, homer gave Albuquerque a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth. Williams then retired the next three hitters to wrap up that inning. Nolan Blackwood pitched the top of the seventh, retired the side in order with a couple of strikeouts. He looked really sharp. We went to the bottom of the seventh inning. It was still 2-1. And Tacoma had Zach DeLoach leading things off. He drew a walk from Luis Sessa. That was the first or the final batter that Sessa would face today. Tacoma then brought in O'Keefe come to the plate, and Albuquerque brought in right-hander Matt Cook, the former Rainier, to pitch. He got O'Keefe out, but then hit Moran on the foot with a full count pitch, putting two on for Adam Engel. Engel then roped a double to left field, tight to the line, and it brought in DeLoach with the tying run, making it 2-2. And left runners at second and third with one out for Mason McCoy. And McCoy didn't waste any time, swinging at the very first pitch and hitting a fly ball to right field deep enough for Moran to tag up and score the go-ahead run and give Tacoma a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. That would prove to be the game-winning RBI. Riley O'Brien pitched a scoreless eighth, and Matt Festa in his return to the Raiders pitched a 1-2-3 ninth. And Tacoma put this one in the win column. Our final score today was Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2. Here are the final totals in today's game for Tacoma. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. And for Albuquerque, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 6 left on base. Winning pitcher is Nolan Blackwood. He is 2-2. The save goes to Festa, his 11th, and the loss goes to Cook. He falls to 1-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 9 minutes. The attendance, 5,589. With the win, the Red Ears are 32-32 on the year. Albuquerque's now lost 6 in a row, and the Isotopes fall to 24-40. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m. Tacoma's going to send Marcus Walden to the mound against Jeff Criswell of the Isotopes. And we'll start our pregame show up at 5:55. Red Ears win it 3-2. We'll do a quick preview of tonight's Major League Baseball action when the Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Right here is when they beat Albuquerque 3-2. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard, but it's just a Major League Baseball preview today because despite there being a full slate of games in the big leagues with 15 Major League contests, not a single day game on a Tuesday in the show. Mariners are at home against the Marlins. They started 6:40. George Kirby on the hill for the Mariners. Edward Cabrera for the Marlins. Mariners won that series opener yesterday. Other games tonight, White Sox at the Dodgers. Phillies are playing the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Astros at home hosting the Washington Nationals. Cleveland is at San Diego. The red-hot Oakland A's are at home against Tampa. Cincinnati at Kansas City. The A's could pass Kansas City and no longer have the best or the worst record in baseball if they win tonight and the Royals lose. AL West battle. Angels and Rangers are taking on one another tonight in Texas. Pirates at the Cubbies. Giants at Cardinals. Brewers at Twins. Yankees and Mets at Citi Field in New York. Rockies are at Boston. Toronto at Baltimore, and Atlanta at Detroit. That's your lineup of Major League activity later on tonight. We'll see what's going on in the PCL as the Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Red Ears win. They beat Albuquerque 3-2. The final score today. And the pitching really lined up perfectly in this one. Kyle Hart going the first 5 innings and allowing 1 run. Taylor Williams, one inning, allowed a solo homer, but retired the other three guys. And then Nolan Blackwood, Riley O'Brien, and Matt Festa, a scoreless inning each in the 7th, 8th, and 9th as the Red Ears secure a victory in the series opener against Albuquerque. 3-2, the final. Well, I said we were going to see what's going on in the Pacific Coast League. Not much. Everything in the PCL is at night tonight. First place, Oklahoma City. Can't clinch yet. The earliest they could clinch the first half is tomorrow. They are at home against Salt Lake tonight. El Paso is at Round Rock. Sacramento gets to enjoy the pleasures of Sugar Land, Texas. That game is later tonight. And then Reno is at Las Vegas in the battle for the Silver State. Well, the Red Ears will play game two of the series tomorrow evening at 6.05 p.m. And Tacoma's going to send Marcus Walden to the mound against Albuquerque's Jeff Criswell. And first pitch, 6.05. We'll start our pregame show at 5.55. The Red Ears have won back-to-back games now. They haven't won three in a row since about 3 weeks ago when they had a four-game winning streak, taking the last two at Albuquerque and then the first two when they got home against Las Vegas. And we'll see. Well, that happened May 20th to 24th, so the Red Ears with a chance for three straight wins if they can get a victory tomorrow evening here at Cheney Stadium. So tune in for that at 6.05. If you can't make it out to the park, there will be tickets available at the gate if you want to come out and see us in person. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Ears 3, Albuquerque Isotopes 2. Have a great rest of your day.